亲爱的朋友们，欢迎大家来到疯狂说英语磁带版。疯狂说英语电视系列教学片在全国100多家电视台播放，成千上万的人在家里和我一起疯狂喊英语，疯狂学英语。
Increase your insurance。
在电视片上，大家可以和我尽情疯狂，学会各种发音手势，充分了解疯狂英语突破法的魅力。为了强化学习效果，我特别为大家准备了疯狂学英语磁带版，内容比电视片丰富了许多，请大家和我一起进入英语的美妙声音境界。
You have proven yourself audacious, courageous, and distinctive, one of a kind.
美国播音员的故事，我们请 Jim 老师为大家朗读。
Even American news broadcasters practice for months to perfect their greeting sentences. It takes an enormous amount of practice to say, Good morning, everyone. This is Stone Phillips. Welcome to ABC News.Don't get impatient with the following simple sentences. Even professionals have to work on simple greetings. Remember, perfect practice makes perfect English.
Remember, perfect practice makes perfect English.
Unit 1. How are you doing, Jane?
我们首先来看举一反三。首先是最没有创造力的两个打招呼方式。
How are you? How do you do?
伟大的改革，你只要按下面的方式打招呼，别人也会刮目相看。
How do you do? I'm glad to meet you. How do you do? Glad to meet you too.
加了一个I'm glad to meet you, 就让 how do you do 这个孤独的句子显得有生命力了。我们来看最简单的打招呼方式。
Hi, hello, what's up? Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Jim 老师，你最喜欢哪一个？ Which one is your favorite?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? 怎么样？你好吗？ Hey, what's up?Hey, Jim, what's up?
Nothing much. What's up with you?
Not much. 下面是所有和 how's 有关的打招呼。
How's work? How's school? How's business? How's your new job? How is your family? How is everybody at your house?
我请 Jim 老师慢速的、夸张的再读一遍 as slowly as possible.
How's...Work. How's school? How's business? How's your new job? How is your family? How is everybody at your house?
再请 Jim 老师 as quickly as possible 再读一遍。
How's work? How's school? How's business? How's your new job? How's your family? How's everybody at your house?
如果掌握了这些打招呼的方式，就不愁和外国人没有话说了。Hey, Jim, how's work?
Not bad, pretty busy. How's work with you?
Very, very busy. How is school, Jim?
Pretty good. They keep me working hard.
How is business, Jim?
Business is good. Business is looking up.
How is your new job, Jim?
Pretty challenging. I like it.
How is your family, Jim?
They're all doing pretty well.
How is everybody at your house, Jim?
Everybody's doing just fine.
Great. 发现没有，这些打招呼的句子虽然非常简单，但是跟外国人交流起来感觉真爽。Everything 是我在口语中最喜欢使用的单词，下面是和 everything 有关的问候。
How's everything? How's everything with you? How's everything going?
One more time, slowly.
How's everything? How's everything with you? How's everything going.
大家一定要仔细欣赏、品味并模仿 Jim 老师的 beautiful pronunciation. 我请 Jim 老师 as quickly as possible 再来一遍。
How's everything? How's everything with you? How's everything going?
Let's have a little race. 1, 2, 3. How is everything with you? How's everything going?
You're getting better.
Thank you. How is everything, Jim?
Pretty good. How's everything with you?
Not bad. How is everything with you?
Pretty good. Everything's pretty good.
Everything's pretty good.
Yeah.
How is everything going?
Everything's going good.
Everything's going good.
Now, that's not good grammar, but that's what we say. Everything's going good.
Everything's going good. 可能的回答。
Everything is just great. Things are good. I'm doing great.
连在一起疯狂读。How is everything? Everything's just great. I'm doing great. 请 Jim 老师来一遍。
How's everything? Everything is just great. I'm doing great.
下面是比较时髦的一个说法。脱口而出之后，赶紧找老外卖弄一下。
How's life treating you?
This is pretty, I think, you know, unique, different greeting.
Yeah, it's a, we say that a lot in New York, certainly.
在纽约经常说这个句子。
Yeah, we basically say, how's life treating you?
So what does this sentence mean?
Well, basically means, how is life treating you? Is life treating you well?Is life treating you badly?
Yes.
Do you have good luck? Do you have bad luck?
So, Jim, how is life treating you?
Life has been treating me pretty well.
Oh, 生活对我非常的好。Okay, 我们来看看可能的回答。
Things are okay. Things are all right. Can't complain.
大家可以用这三种回答来应对上面的 How is life treating you? You can say, things are okay.Things are all right. Can't complain. 最麻烦的一个说法是
How's the world around you?
一切都好吗? Everything is just fine. Fine 是一个比较弱的词了。So how is the world around you, Jim?
Everything is just fine.
用现在完成时问候是打招呼中比较高的境界。
How have you been? How have you been doing?I haven't seen you for a long time.
As quickly as possible.
Have you been? Have you been doing? I haven't seen you for a long time.
这也是我比较喜欢的三种打招呼的方式。How have you been? How have you been doing? I haven't seen you for a long time. 下面是和 doing 相关的问候。
How are you doing? How are you doing today? How are you doing this morning?How are you doing these days? Well, about the same. How is your daughter doing? How is your mother doing?
How are you doing, Jim?
Pretty good.
How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well today.
How are you doing this morning?
Pretty tired.
How are you doing these days?
Been pretty busy.
How is your mother doing?
My mother's doing just fine.
下面是和 going 相关的问候。
How is it going? How's your business going? How's your day going? How are things going? How are things going at the office? How are things going at school?
As quickly as possible.
How's it going? How's your business going? How's your day going? How are things going? How are things going at the office? How are things going at school?
和 feel 相关的问候。
How are you feeling today? Just so-so. Not so good. I'm feeling great.
比较浪漫的打招呼方式是
How's your love life? I'm still dating Mary. I'm not seeing anyone right now. I just broke up with my girlfriend.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
额外财富Bonus.
You have proven yourself audacious, courageous, and distinctly one of a kind.
学会了单句，也就是孤独的句子之后，下一个任务就是要学会如何对话。我们来看第一个对话。
How are you?
Not bad. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. How's everything?
Everything's just great. Thanks.
How's everything going?
The same as usual, Nothing different.
How's the world around you?
Everything is under control. I have everything under control.
How have you been?
I've been pretty busy.
How's your family?
Just fine. And yours?
We are doing well.
How is your daughter doing?
She's doing pretty well. Thanks for asking.
额外成就感 Extra achievement 今天为大家奉献的单词是 treat 我请 Jim 老师一口气读下来
He doesn't treat his girlfriend very well. You should treat older people with respect. Don't treat me like a child. My company treats its employees very well. I would never treat you as badly as you treat me. He treats his mother like a queen. I'd like to treat you to dinner. This is my treat.
哇哇差点断气了 This is my treat这次由我请客大家发现没有 Treat 简直是有用极了疯狂卖弄 Real life dialogue
How are you doing, Jim?
I'm just great. Thanks for asking. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Please have a seat.
Thank you.
Unit 2 I'm really glad to see you.
我们来看举一反三 Drill 第一节
The following sentences are used for when you don't know someone and are meeting for the first time.
以 nice 为中心的句子。
Nice to meet you. Very nice to meet you. So nice to meet you. How nice to meet you. It's nice to meet you. It's so nice to meet you. It's really nice to meet you.
我最喜欢使用的是 very nice to meet you. 我问一下 Jim 老师你喜欢哪一个 Which one do you prefer?
I would say the first one. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
最简单的一种方式。下面是以 please 为中心的句子。
Pleased to meet you. Very pleased to meet you. I'm very pleased to meet you. I'm really pleased to meet you. I'm pleased to meet you. Pleased to meet you too.
我再请 Jim 老师快速读一遍 as quickly as possible.
Pleased to meet you, very pleased to meet you, I'm very pleased to meet you, I'm really pleased to meet you, I'm pleased to meet you, pleased to meet you too.
So which one do you like?
First one.
Pleased to meet you.
Simple and polite.
对，又简单又有礼貌。以 pleasure 为中心的句子。
It's a pleasure to meet you. It's really a pleasure to meet you. What a pleasure to meet you.
So which one...Would you rather use?
Well, the first one. The other ones, very, really, for somebody that you have been looking forward to meeting. Do you understand?
Yes.
If you're meeting somebody for the first time and you don't know anything about the person, then the first sentence is here. Nice to meet you, pleased to meet you, it's a pleasure to meet you. Those are good, simple sentences.
Right.
But if it's somebody that you've heard about...
You've heard so much about.
Right, exactly.Or, you know, somebody that you've been looking forward to, or somebody who's been looking forward to meeting you, then you can say, it's really nice to meet you.
Yes, it's really a pleasure to meet you.
Right, so for example, if you tell me about somebody.
Yes.
Or you tell that person about me.
Right.
And we really want to meet each other.
Yes.
Then we would use the latter sentences.
Longer sentences.
Yeah, basically. Hey, it's really nice to meet you.
What a pleasure to meet you, Jim.
Right. And you could say, you know, I have been looking forward to meeting you.
Yes.
It's good. I have been looking forward to meeting you.
所以呢，如果碰到了一个你非常想见的人，久仰的人，就可以用更长的句子。Okay, 以 glad 为中心的句子。
Glad to meet you. I'm very glad to meet you.
以 honor 为中心的句子。
I'm so honored to meet you. I feel very honored to meet you. It's a great honor for me to meet you.
Hey, Jim, I've heard so much about you. It's a great honor for me to meet you.
Thank you. It's a great honor to meet you, too.
非常非常有用的句子每次讲给外国朋友听他们都很开心所以大家一定要掌握 It's a great honor for me to meet you 我请 Jim 老师夸张的读一遍 Exaggerate
It's a great honor for me to meet you
以 happy 为中心的句子。
I'm happy to meet you.
I'm very happy to meet you, Jim.
I'm very happy to meet you too, Stone.
最复杂的问候。
I can't tell you how happy I am to meet you.
Probably the sentence for, I think is for girls.
Can be for both. It's a little bit flowery, as we say. It's a little bit flowery.
Yeah.
But basically, again, it's somebody that you are familiar with.That you've been looking forward to meeting. It's not somebody that you don't know and you're just meeting for the first time.
Right. 这个句子可以用在你敬仰的人，你特别想见的人。Oh, yeah, I can't tell you how happy I am to meet you.
Right.
第二节。
When you see somebody you know, you can use the following sentences.
以 good 为中心的句子。
Good. Good to see you.It's good to see you. Good to see you again. Good to see you again. It's been a long time. How have you been these days?
哎呀，见了这个句子，我就想跟 Jim 老师说 Hey, Jim, good to see you again. It's been a long time. How have you been these days?
Pretty good. Good to see you again.
It's a such a useful sentence.
Very.
以 glad 为中心的句子。
Glad to see you. I'm really glad to see you again.
以 great 为中心的句子。
Great to see you. It's great to see you. It's great to see you again.
第三节。
When you say goodbye, these are the best sentences to use. It is good manners to tell someone that you enjoyed meeting them.
Number one.
Nice meeting you.
Just go on.
It was nice meeting you. I enjoyed meeting you very much.It was a pleasure meeting you. Nice talking to you. Good talking to you. I enjoyed talking to you. I've really enjoyed talking to you. It's been nice talking to you. It's been really nice talking to you. It's been fun talking to you. It's been great talking to you.
我最喜欢使用的是 It's been fun talking to you. Hey, Jim, it's been fun talking to you.
It's been fun talking to you, too. Thanks.
So which one do you like?
Again, the first one, nice meeting you, good talking to you, simple, short, but polite.
Yes, simple, short, but polite. 又短又简单、而且非常有礼貌。
Remember, in America, we're a little bit less flowery、in our praise.
More practical.
More practical and more honest, basically.
对，更加的实用，更加的诚实，没有那么多花拳绣腿。
Yeah, simple politeness, always better in America.
简单的礼貌。
Flattery sounds a little insincere.
Yeah, a little phony.
Yeah.
如果太多的这个奉承话听起来给人感觉不是太真诚，下面我请金老师从 nice meeting you 一口气读下来。
Nice meeting you. It was nice meeting you. I enjoyed meeting you very much. It was a pleasure meeting you. Nice talking to you. Good talking to you. I enjoyed talking to you. I really enjoyed talking to you. It's been nice talking to you. It's been really nice talking to you. It's been fun talking to you. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you, Jim. 让我们来一起欣赏反复播放我们 Jim 老师录制的音带。啊哈。